Welcome to Charles Sturt Student News from across New South Wales and Australia. I'm Zoe Morris. Tonight, our regional stories are characterised by the impact and cancellations of COVID-19. Starting off with journalist Sophie Else as she reports from the Albury-Wodonga region.
With a turnaround of events already this year with COVID-19, Rutherglen Winery Walkabout will still be going ahead. The event, which takes place over the Queen's Birthday weekend, will be completely online. In the first ever virtual experience, wine enthusiasts from across the country can attend the event from the comfort of their own home. The winemakers of Rutherglen are an inspiring collective of 19 wineries from one of Australia's most historic and iconic wine regions. This year's event manager, Jared Pentany, shares his thoughts on the events and how you can get involved.
Lots of people kind of locked up in isolation and restricted with what they can do. We still wanted people to be able to enjoy Winery Walkabout, which is Victoria's longest running wine festival. So with lots of people kind of sitting at home looking for something to do to engage with, we thought, why not bring the fun and entertainment and the dress-up theme that everyone kind of knows and loves with the popular festival and bring it to people's homes and give them something to enjoy while in isolation.
The cost for this event will be $85. This includes 4 bottles of Rutherglen wines delivered to your door, access to exclusive Facebook groups, live streaming of Australian independent artists. There'll be competitions and challenges that you and your friends can be involved in. If you would like to be involved in this year's event, rally up a group of friends on a social platform such as Zoom or Houseparty. Register and be ready on the 6th of June at 12 p.m.
First time that we've done it virtually, and we'll be able to bring, I guess, the wine community together like never before.
Following, independent journalist Emily Minnie reports on the Anzac Day celebrations from Springwood in the Blue Mountains.
Australia's Anzac Day services were one of the first public gathering casualties of COVID-19 social distancing restrictions. Dawn services, marches and other ceremonies were cancelled in March when the restrictions were first put in place.
I was really disappointed to hear of the cancellations, as I go every year. I usually spend Anzac Day by going to the Dawn service in Springwood.
Members of the local Blue Mountains community were quick to find a solution, with residents in Blue Mountains townships lighting candles and laying wreaths for their own Dawn services, and even some local musicians performing the last post in Wentworth Falls.
I made a little sign saying, lest we forget, and put a display up of photos of my dad and my friend's parents and Australian flag as well.
The local community was determined to commemorate Anzac Day despite the cancelled ceremonies and social distancing restrictions.
Our neighbours came and stood with us, socially acceptable distances apart. Actually ended up being in a circle, and my husband was there as well. There were people down the end of the street as well doing a similar sort of thing in the middle of the road. I thought it was lovely.
Our next story comes from Baden Kelly on the national return of professional and amateur sport.
Due to the coronavirus, sports were put on hold for the first part of the season, but many reports are suggesting that popular professional competitions may be returning as soon as May 28th. But what does this mean for local amateur sport? I've asked a local junior rugby league player his opinion on the matter.
I think this will definitely change the future of rugby league in the time it's played in during the year, because it'll have to push back cricket, which I also play, but I'm hoping it'll be pushed back, yeah.
I feel like it'll go back?
I reckon around June. Hopefully that will, yeah, it'll quiet down then.
June. So obviously the season this year will feel a bit weird and different for aspiring players, with many restrictions that will have to be lifted in order to make this happen. But if everyone keeps doing their part, practices social distancing and stays at home for a little bit longer to help stop the spread of this terrible disease, we can all get back out there doing what Australians do best, playing sport.
Finally, our last story is on the impact of COVID-19 on domestic and family support services. Domestic violence shelters across the world are preparing for the consequences of COVID-19. Social isolating measures have seen crime rates drop globally, while domestic violence levels have seemingly increased. Domestic Violence Crisis Officer Thomas, who cannot reveal his last name, said,
I'm expecting an increase in the cases of domestic violence due to coronavirus lockdown measures, based around the fact that isolating within people changes their coping strategies, their safety precautions, and also increases stress.
Support services are scrambling to meet the new demand while providing tailored digital support.
As far as we know, there's been a 30% increase in people using the services who are violent perpetrators themselves, and there is also indication that the police are going on more family violence-related calls.
Now entering crisis mode in the wake of COVID, Australia's services have distinctly advertised that they are open for business.
It's not unexpected that there are DV shelters in the US and Canada that are struggling to deal with the increase in cases. It's very upsetting that that is the case. Hopefully there will be some form of intervention with government agencies and police who are already involved in domestic and family violence supports can help fill the void.
Australians have demonstrated the compliance to measures to slow the spread of a pandemic. Equally, we must dedicate ourselves to ending the continuance of domestic violence as an international pandemic. I'm Zoe Morris. And that concludes our regional stories for tonight. Thank you for listening, and I'm Zoe Morris from 2MCE News.
2MCE, radio by the community, for the community, a community service of CSU.
I Dig a Pygmy by Charles Hawtrey and the Deaf Aids. Phase one in which Doris gets her oats.
Hold it. anything you want. Yes, you can celebrate anything you want. Any place you go, yes, you can penetrate any place you go. Everything you are, yes, you can radiate everything you are. Oh, now, I roll a stone in, where you can imitate everyone you know. Yes, you can imitate everyone you know.
Yeah. Big digging by Georgie Wood. And now we'd like to do Are the Angels Come?
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be. Let it be, whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. Let it be.
Inside, oh yeah, oh yeah. can't hide. Oh no, no. Oh no. Oh no.
Everybody had a good time. Everybody had a wet dream. Everybody saw the sunshine. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Everybody had a good year. Everybody let the hair down. Everybody pulled the socks up. Everybody put the pool down. Oh yeah. Come on, baby, don't be gonna lie.